General Consumption Tax Amendment No. 2 Act gets approval, and Agriculture Ministry to increase penalties for predator larceny. You're tuned into the program House Matters. Stay with us. The House of Representatives on Tuesday passed the General Consumption Tax Amendment No. 2 Act. The bill seeks to amend the General Consumption Tax GCT Act in order to introduce a GCT accounting regime which would provide for a group of entities with approval of the Commissioner General being treated as a single taxpayer. In piloting the legislation, Minister of Finance and Planning Dr. Peter Phillips explained that companies with common ownership or membership may be registered as a GCT group.
Group registration can apply to all member entities engaged in the supply of goods or services, including exempt suppliers in the normal course of business. This facility will be maintained under the very firm and strict control of the Tax Administration Jamaica and the Commissioner of Taxation.
Dr. Phillips added that the amendment to the Act will be limited to groups operating in banking and financial services. Companies and their affiliates will be registered as a GCT group and treated as a single taxable entity for the purposes of filing of returns and payment of GCT. Transactions in goods and services carried on between the members of the GCT group will not attract GCT.
A representative entity appointed from within the group will, however, be required to record taxable transactions, file the requisite GCT returns, and pay the GCT liability on behalf of the group as a whole for taxable supplies made to customers outside of the group.
The finance minister further explained that the initiative is limited to financial entities because the law as it stands restricts the range of activities in which these entities can become involved.
This whole adjustment is intended to enhance the competitiveness or to allow entities to benefit from the improvements in competitiveness within the Jamaican economic space, and at the same time to facilitate the influx of activities, transactions, processes, and jobs for Jamaica that would otherwise not be feasibly located in Jamaica.
The bill was passed with one amendment and will be sent to the Senate for its approval. The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries is seeking to increase penalties for predator larceny and also provide a strong deterrent against the scourge. This was disclosed by Portfolio Minister Derek Kellyer during Tuesday's sitting of the House of Representatives. Minister Kellyer was responding to questions posed by opposition spokesperson on agriculture, J.C. Hutchinson, on what measures are being implemented to curb predator larceny. He noted that plans are in place to make predator larceny a felony under the Agricultural Produce Act and the Predator Larceny Prevention Act.
The penalties which are issued for predator larceny are drawn from several pieces of legislation, as the Agricultural Produce Act and the Predator Larceny Prevention Act do not outline penalties for theft.
Minister Kellyer said resident magistrates are therefore forced to pull on several pieces of legislation, including the Unlawful Possession of Property Act, to apply punitive measures against perpetrators. He added that there's also a need to redefine predator larceny to include livestock, fisheries, lumber, and other classes of agricultural produce.
It is acknowledged that any successful onslaught against predator larceny must be underpinned by a traceability system along the entire value chain.
Central to this should be a legislative framework that registers all the players and handlers of agricultural produce and goods along the entire chain. Minister Kellyer noted that while the Agricultural Produce Act makes provision for registration and licensing of all handlers of agricultural produce, the provisions contained are extremely cumbersome. It is therefore proposed to amend the Act to simplify the procedures for registration. Mr. Kellyer pointed out that a cabinet submission is being prepared to seek approval for drafting instructions for the legislative measures. The submission should be considered by cabinet next month. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time when we look at what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.